Welcome to The Wildcat Way, a podcast that gives the mic to Dr. Marcus Campbell, the superintendent of Evanston Township High School. Join us on this audio journey as Dr. Campbell shares his stories and insights and has honest, real conversations with people who make ETHS and our community the incredible place it is. The High School Experience. How would you describe yours? What connects students to their school community? On this episode of The Wildcat Way, ETHS Superintendent Marcus Campbell sits down with students to give us all a better understanding of the Wildcat Experience. Let's get started.
Hello, E-Town. This is Superintendent Marcus Campbell. Today, I want to put the focus on our future, the students. Let's just say that the past few years have not been easy. They've been tough. And yet out of this, you have found yourselves resilient and ready to face the future because of your experiences here at ETHS. So I want to shine a light on the Wildcat Experience. Joining me today are two Wildcats, Nicole Yao and Caleb Hathaway, two juniors who can describe what it means to live and breathe as an ETHS Wildcat. So, hello, Nicole. Hello, Caleb. Let's say, how has the school year started for the both of you? And how would you be describing your Wildcat Experience so far?
Well, I think my Wildcat Experience has been pretty good. This year has been a little bit stressful just because it's, you know, junior year. It's a big deal, apparently. But I've started to manage that stress and get a hang of how school is working, so that's good.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Last year and the year before that were like pretty chill, but this year there's definitely been struggles, but time management is definitely a good way to go, and just the Wildcat Experience in general is pretty interesting because like there's two factors of it for me. Like one is just like a normal student, but then the other as a Black student, right? Normal student just like paying attention to grades and all that stuff. But then the Black student, you also have to worry about like seeing other people who look like you in a given space. And it is cool to have a new superintendent who is Black. But like with AP classes, I have seen like way less people that look like me. And that is, it definitely does affect one's mental health and like takes away from the enjoyment of the class or like even the motivation. And that's definitely something that's been going on.
Well, thank you for sharing both of that, your experiences. That's something that is always important to us, is how are you all being supported in your social spaces, but also the academic spaces. You know, Caleb, we have Team ASAP for students who are in AP, who want to feel seen and affirmed and valued and understood in those spaces. And, you know, Nicole, I'm sure the year has been stressful. Both of you are juniors, and your freshman year, we weren't here. And last year was a very difficult COVID year. So what adjustments have you think you've made, like personally, to be able to navigate your junior year, a very important year after coming off of two hard years of a pandemic?
As Caleb said before, time management has definitely been a big thing for me. I've been using a planner a lot. You wouldn't think that would work, right?
but it works.
It works a lot. I've also been using like other resources in the school, including, I guess, my teachers and my peers. Teachers here are really, really accessible when it comes to things that are related to stress or like uncomfortableness, I guess, in a classroom setting. And I really thank them for being a support in every part of the Wildcat Experience for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. For me, I think the biggest thing is like AM support and all that stuff, like coming in to just build that connection with my teachers and all that stuff, because it makes it easier when you are having a bad time with like a class or like a subject or anything. And then friends is definitely a good way to go, because you just get like to see that other people are going through what you're going through, and you're not alone, and that is like very helpful and all that stuff.
Yeah. So what would you say is on the minds of Wildcats these days?
Well, if I'm being honest here, I know that a lot of students are stressed about academics and college app season just or early admission, early application,
yeah,
that just passed. So I know that a lot of the seniors are feeling a little more relieved about that process. But that's pretty much what I've observed.
But grades, it's just like coming from a Caribbean household, that's definitely like a big thing that they pay attention to. And it's just, it is a stressor for sure. But like finding little ways to have you stress and all that stuff is nice.
This school year, ETHS has made adjustments to support the well-being of students. While kids have opportunities to get the care they need, including the use of mental health days, comprehensive programs are also offered by student services and academic supports departments.
So with that said, too, we've made a lot of changes to the school this year, coming off the pandemic, kind of getting back to the things that we have normally done outside of the pandemic or prior to the pandemic. What do you all make of the changes, some of the changes that we've made to the school as we try to readjust for learning and safety and so many other things? And actually, you know, mental health, all of those adjustments we're making for, what are your thoughts about some of the changes that we've made in the school so far?
The 5 mental health days are definitely a good thing to be able to just take that time, not because I'm sick, but it's just like school is getting a little too much and I just need a break. And it also, like, besides just building your mental health, it is a good way to catch up on school and all that stuff, because you just have that day for yourself. And that is definitely a good new initiative that was brought to the school.
A big change that students are noticing from last year's COVID year to this year is probably the lunch.
Yeah, no, lunch is a big deal, right? You know, for a lot of high schoolers, you know, lunch is a really big deal. And so we are, you know, we get it. Like, especially after coming out of a time where you couldn't connect with your friends, you couldn't connect with your peers because of COVID. So this year, you know, we're like, okay, you know, we'll assign the cafeterias because we got like, you know, 2 lunches instead of 3. And students are like, man, Dr. Campbell, I want to be able to sit with my friends. I want to be able to go outside. And so I know that Dr. Kinsey and I are working on a plan so the students can actually be with their peers and their friends during lunch, because we understand how important that is for all of you.
So that's exciting. It's great hearing that the administration cares so much about student voice and student input.
Yeah. Student voice, student input, and we care about your experience, right? It's sometimes it's easy for adults to fall into decisions that are good for us, but not necessarily what your experience is. And, you know, that's why it's important that, you know, we're out and about, and, you know, students stop me all the time and even tell me about it's too hot in the building, Dr. Campbell. It's too cold. Where's the heat? You know, all those kinds of things. And so I find that really special, that students would, you know, take the time to just talk to me about those kind of very important but mundane things. And but lunch is big and it's important. And we're going to try to figure that out. So just one other question. What advice would you give to 8th graders coming into ETHS? What would you say to them? What would you share with them or their families as they make the transition to Evanston Township High School?
I definitely had like a non-conventional freshman year. Like, you start off afraid and all that stuff. I definitely was nervous coming in. But as long as you just, like, make the effort with your teachers, that is honestly the best way to do good in school in general, is just, like, build that connection so they understand what you're going through and you can lean on them whenever. And then also just, like, start off strong, because when you start off, like, with the work effort, you have more faith in yourself and you just see that you can do it further on down the road. And that's nice.
Great.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I've been thinking a lot about what hard work and what smartness means to me. And I realized that a lot of people weigh like being like quote unquote smart as like the only defining factor for how well you're going to do in life. And I disagree with that. I completely believe that hard work is the key to anything. And for those 8th graders out there, I think Number one, you should not be stressed going into high school. It's freshman year. This is that time is for you to branch out, make new friends, think about new activities, try new things, but also work hard and the result will take care of itself.
That's good. One other, you know, since you all are giving advice out, you know, I have, you know, another question. What advice would you give to adults, you know, parents, guardians, teachers, administrators, somebody like me, as you adjust and you're navigating high school these days? What advice would you give to the adults in your life?
For me, like building the relationship with my parents about like grades and stuff. At first, it was rough. Like when they would get on me for having something in lit, or it just didn't make me, it didn't motivate me to put it in on time and all that stuff. But when we got together and like we worked it out and we saw that there are going to be times where I'm struggling and you just have to like be there to support me and not to weigh me down. That is definitely important. And then with teachers, again, like going back to building the connection, and I would say like not work harder, but like definitely put that foot out to reach to the students for sure. Cause there are like the quiet ones, which I definitely am at times, are like sometimes the people who need it the most, or they need the connection the most. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I was a quiet student too. Mm-hmm. And having students, teachers, staff to reach out to me was really important. What about you?
Well, I'm not quiet for one. So, but that might change my experience a little bit. But I'd say to the teachers and like the administration, the staff here, just keep reaching out, because even though like someone or some student may seem like everything is okay or might put on a face in the school building, something, there's always something behind like everyone's little act, everyone's personality at school, and their persona at school is always different than how they are at home. But for the parents, I'd say just continuing to support your student the best way you can, and most importantly, trying to empathize, I guess, because I understand that our generation, I guess, is a lot different than our parents' is. So just continuing the empathy and.
Empathy is a good word, because you all have experienced something in school that your parents or guardians did not experience. And, you know, also with social media, there's so many other like complex things that you all are navigating that previous generations did not have to navigate. So seeking that empathy and seeking to understand what your students' experience is, it's very important and very good advice.
And a big part of that Wildcat experience is student involvement in clubs, activities, and equity initiatives like student summits. These summits are designed by organizers to create spaces for relationship building and healthy identity development. Using an affinity group model, each student summit contributes to the establishment of a culture of belonging where students feel visible, heard, and valued.
So both of you are have been involved in quite a few things here at ETHS. And how can a student get involved in their school community?
Well, this topic excites me a lot. I know that our student activities people, staff, work so hard to create so many clubs and outlets for creative output and just a lot of fun things for students. But me personally, I'm involved in tennis, the sports here at school, and also the student union, which I am the president of. How exciting.
All right. That's very exciting.
With that role, it also comes with being the student rep to the ETHS Board of Education. And I think that all these activities for me are just a great way for me to learn about new things and get new skills and become a great leader.
I agree. Yeah. Okay.
For me, I'm involved in volleyball right now. I think that's just joining a sport, especially with a friend, is just a good way to branch out and meet new people. And it gives you that support thing. And then when I was being introduced to sports, Mr. Levitino, he came to my school, and he was saying that most student athletes do a better job in school because they have that thing that they have to try harder for to make sure they stay eligible, and that is definitely a good motivator. Currently I'm thinking about joining the Evanstonian for photography, and that's definitely an interesting thing for me, just to go out, be involved in the community and take pictures of sport events and just normal events that are going on at the high school.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways for students to get involved here. All these different clubs, like I heard about a grilling club that might start, which is interesting. Some kids want to grill hamburgers during their lunches. I'm like, okay.
I joined that club.
Okay.
Hamburgers and hot dogs and maybe some veggie stuff for those that don't eat meat.
Oh, this is true, yes.
We have a lot here at ETHS for students to get involved with, and you all are good models for that. So thank you for sharing your experience. So as we wrap this up, I want to thank both of you for taking time to talk to me. I've learned a lot, and I hope that the people listening learned a lot, too.
Thank you, Dr. Campbell.
Thank you.
You all are very welcome.
Be sure to stay connected to The Wildcat Way by subscribing to it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening. This is The Wildcat Way.